Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Tuesday, February 6, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. So the Federal Reserve, public enemy freaking number one. You all know how much I detest this organization here, but let's talk. So they floated out the creature, one of the creatures here. I'm talking about Lex Luthor, Neil Cash and Carrie. Yeah, this guy, he's a piece of work on an epic scale. So his message right now to the market is don't expect that the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates anytime soon. This is a blatant in-our-face lie, as we all know. Nothing, one more time, are you ready? Nothing makes a central banker happier than inflating. More so, that's where their strength lies. It's also their Achilles heel. Okay, you and I know that we can take central banks down. We can take them down in a day. But most people have no idea how we can do this. So if we could prevent, you know what I'm going to tell you. Any central bank, let's talk about the Fed, from preventing issuing one more dollar of debt, they collapse. That's their Achilles heel. But it'll never happen. And yesterday, that was some tale that was told by Jerome Thing, wretched creature, the Fed chair, saying, oh, the United States is in a lot of trouble here because the debt is ballooning faster than the economy is growing. We have no economic growth at all, just so you know. But who's supplying all the debt? Who's destroying the economy by design? I mean, you know, come on, man. We all know this. Oh, just real quick, before we go on about Neil Cash and Carrie, I want to finish that thought real quick. We found out this morning, again, no surprise to a single person that follows this blog, American citizens are now taking on more debt than ever, a record high yet again, new record high with regard to debt being taken on by Americans who can't make ends meet. And this phenomenon is around the world. It's going on everywhere here. And debt defaults continue to skyrocket even faster. Imagine my shock. This is part of the mechanism here to wipe out the middle class, destroy the economy. That's what the Fed's doing right now. And they're telling you because debt is outpacing economic growth, which we're not growing at all. Our economy has been contracting at its fastest pace ever on record around the world. Around the world, but the tale that's being told to you by the thing sitting behind the Resolute desk right now is that our economy is the strongest in the world, and the GDP number proves it. All the GDP number proves is government spending is off the Richter scale. All of that for the wars and the new $118 billion to fund Israel and to fund Ukraine here. Oh, and let's not forget to secure the border. You really think this is going to happen? How about no? Okay, I think we're all on the same page with that. You know, this is also added to GDP. And with this new war, this full-blown war, we are striking as we speak. This is going to add a lot to GDP as well. And they're going to tout this as a strong economy. It's a game. Nothing is what it appears to be. Does that sound familiar to you? Anyway, going back to Neil Cash and Carrie here. This thing is trying to convince people that the Fed is going to keep rates higher for longer. Ain't going to happen. This is the same game that the Federal Reserve plays over and over and over again. This back and forth nonsensical charade that they put on. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's going to happen here. Okay, I'm going to outline it for you as plain as I can. Come May, June, we're going to see the first cut. Market knows it. I know it. And now you know it. And then we're going to see three or four cuts after that. And again, nothing on this planet, off this planet, in the sky, in the freaking ocean, makes a Federal Reserve president or a central bank happier than their ability to inflate. And they're going to inflate like we've never seen before. And despite the fact that we just heard out of its mouth that debt here in the United States is a danger that we're all facing here, they're going to continue to issue more debt. Do you think they're not going to? Of course they're going to, because that's their one job. Since their inception, people, what have central banks wanted to do? You know this, I've told you a million freaking times. They want to be the lender and buyer of last resort. They want to own it all. They want to become the world government. And they have secured that position. Every single day, I want you to think about what I'm about to say. Every single day that a central bank exists, let's talk about the Federal Reserve here, the stronger they become, the stronger they become, the stronger they become. Under the last three presidents, bar none, the Federal Reserve has been vaulted to the pinnacle of power. Okay, why? Easy money, easy money, easy money. Calling for negative rates, calling for a weaker dollar. I mean, come on. It's in your face in case you don't see it. These last three presidents have done more to empower the Federal Reserve than every single president going back to beginning of the United States of America. This has all been baked in. It's all part of the plan here. You understand? I think you do. At least I hope you do, honestly. Anyway, so looking over at the market this morning, it's kind of a flat day. Trading doesn't start for about an hour and a half from the time I am doing this video blog. You got stock futures under a slight pressure right now. Now, that's really where you shouldn't be looking. You should be looking at the 10-year yield. You know that. The 10-year yield's sitting about 4.14. It's been stuck here since over the weekend when Powell came out saying, oh, yeah, don't worry. We're going to keep rates higher for longer. It's nonsense. It's nonsense that it can happen. He knows it. We all know it. It's just a stinking game that they got to play. And the market's trying to figure out what's going on. You got that knee-jerk higher in the dollar, as we expected, as, again, we have entered into a new world war. And that did put pressure on gold and silver as well. But crude oil did put on a gain. As a matter of fact, crude oil is higher this morning pre-market. Nothing's really going on here across the board. Well, the market's trying to digest what's going on here. But I'm telling you right now, and I said it yesterday, I'm going to tell you again. This has got to stop. The market needs to drop, and it needs to drop significantly. And what is Greg Mannarino going to do? What's he going to do? What's he going to do? Is he going to run for the hills sucking his thumb? No. Greg Mannarino is going to be buying more of this market as long as, okay, the debt market is sending us a signal that we should buy. The debt market is where it's at. You all know that. Better than anybody else on this freaking planet. I think we're pretty much on top of it. And the other thing, look, again, how many of you are, and I want to hear from you on this, all right? Think about what I'm going to say, and I want you to comment. How many of you out here believe that, forget about debt here in the United States, which is surging out of control, all right, by design. How many of you believe that global debt is going to, by some miracle or act of God, start to shrink? Do you believe that's going to happen? Or do you believe it's going to balloon even faster than we have right now? What do we know? What did we outline at the end of last year? What have I told you repeatedly is going to happen? Number one, 2024, the year for war. Number two, the propaganda, the lies, the distractions, the deceptions, the look here, don't look over there. What the Fed's doing right now is part of that game. You understand? I also explained to you that we are going to see government spending beyond anyone's wildest imaginations. Again, this is a Ponzi scheme on a scale that is beyond your wildest nightmares. And without the mechanism here of pulling more cash into the now, even though the Fed said debt is outpacing our economic growth, for which we have none, the world economy is in free fall. You all know that. It is in free fall. Henceforth, another reason why we're at war right now, not just to send a message to the BRICS nations here, don't mess with the petrodollar or the world, the dollar as the world reserve. There's something else going on there too. You know, the United States via the United States military via the Federal Reserve is sending a message to any other nation. Don't join the BRICS, okay? Especially more OPEC nations, Iran, for example. You understand? Do you see what's going on here? Should be obvious, man. Anyway, tech in 24. People, look, for my lions out here, tech is going to outpace it all. Even though we witnessed several record highs with the S&P 500, several record highs with the Dow, it's going to be tech for 24. In my opinion here. And we need to continue to buy this stuff as long as, that's this big stipulation, we continue to see rates suppressed. And how many of you believe, let's take a poll here, Okay. So, number one, do you believe global debt by some act of God or miracle is going to start contracting, or it's going to balloon even faster? That's question number one. You know my answer. It's going to balloon even faster because it has to, because it's a Ponzi. Number two, do you believe that governments around the world aren't going to balloon the debt? Number three, do you think my take on tech is okay? How about number four? Do you see what's going on here with this new war? How the United States, again, not one coalition partner, coalition partners, okay, are BRICS nations? No. You can see the message here. I hope you get it. I hope you see what's going on here, people. I really do. Because my job is one thing and one thing only. Okay, like the Fed has one job, or every central bank, just to continue to inflate, to continue to issue debt to the world, for which this mechanism enslaves all of us, and we can't be free as long as that mechanism is in place here. You may think you're free and dream you're free and maybe wish it, but you're not free. Okay, you're living under the rulership of a central bank. I'm sorry to tell you. That's where the real war needs to be, the people versus central banks. Make sense to you? All right, won't happen because, again, they're creating slaves to the system, dependency on the system, all the stuff we've been speaking about for I don't know how freaking long here. But anyway, look, we're still way ahead of the curve. We're going to remain there for the foreseeable future. Hey, just real quick, I did a Tech Tuesday on my new Instagram, my Instagram thing that I got going on. Again, link below in the description of this video. Go check out my tech tip, you gearheads out here. I think you're going to like it. People, look, this guy here loves you from the heart. I mean that. We got this covered, and my one job is to keep you ahead of the curve. And I mean so far ahead of the curve that you can see things before they happen. That's my job. That's my only job. And I think together, we got this. We can't be beaten. I think we're freaking invincible. All right, look, I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream, and I hope to see you there. I know I'm going to see you there, all right? Take it easy.